Thumbtack presents the ins and outs of caring for your home. Out. Uncertainty. Self-doubt. Stressing about not knowing where to start. In. Plans and guides that make it easy to get home projects done. Out. Word art. Sorry, live, laugh, lovers. In. Knowing what to do, when to do it, and who to hire. Start caring for your home with confidence. Download Thumbtack today. Instacart is on a mission to have you not leave the couch this basketball season. Because between the pregame rituals and the postgame interviews, it can be difficult to find time for everything else. So let Instacart take care of your game day snacks or weekly restocks and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Because we hear it's bad luck to be hungry on game day. So download the Instacart app today and enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three orders. Service fees apply for three orders in 14 days. Excludes restaurants.
Let's BOGO. The Hoppin' Good Sale at Designer Shoe Warehouse is on. Buy any pair of shoes in-store or online. Get a second qualifying pair 50% off. Yep, must-have sandals, sneakers, and more from brands you love are buy one, get one 50% off at DSW. But only for a limited time, so hop to it. Fill your basket and score BOGO 50% off at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Spiegel and Holmes, afternoons on the Score.
I do have a message here for the players. Get comfortable being uncomfortable. The bar has been set higher than it's ever been set before. The only way for this team and for you as individual players to reach your potential is to be pushed and to be challenged. And that's exactly what I and my staff plan on doing. We are going to push, we're going to challenge. And along with those high standards, there's also going to be a high level of support as well. Everybody in this building is going to be all about helping you guys out. How do you become the best versions of yourselves? That's what it's going to be about from start to finish. When you walk in, it'll be crystal clear, the communication, the structure, and the consistency. And that will never waver. Our mission starting this spring is to win and to win now.
Ben Johnson talking about what his regime is going to be all about. You notice in there, too, there's something that Olin Krutz says to us all the time. No matter what your job title is at Hallis Hall, you are in player development. And you have to think about it that way. If you're the dietitian, you're in player development. If you're the massage therapist, you're in player development. If you're one of the people that work in the cafeteria, you're in player development. Having everyone have that mentality, I think, ends up being good for the players.
That's undoubtedly true. It's really interesting. Ben Johnson, like any first-year head coach, comes with questions. Sometimes it's a question of, can this person, you know, really instill their vision? Sometimes it's whatever the question is. Everybody's got their flaws. Everybody's got their challenges. His challenges are leadership that we don't know for sure, and we have to admit what comes across when he's in front of the room as the principal dude. I had heard good things, talked about him. We all kind of have been watching him. He's aced just about every public test there could possibly be. But yesterday, he got the real private test in front of the whole team and talking to the team, talking to specific guys. And today we got an opportunity to hear from players as they discussed what they thought of their new head coach in front of the room.
Yeah, the OTAs are going on, and I honestly think that there are some surprising names of people who are at the OTAs.
Because this is straight up optional.
Uh-huh. People wanting to meet the new coach. I think that's good. Like our guy, Jalen Johnson, for example.
Doesn't have to be there, has young children on the West Coast.
I know there are some people who are surprised.
Some people who are doubting it before it even took place.
That he's there, but he's there.
He is there.
Here's what he said about Ben.
It was a lot. It was one of the longest ones he said he'll have. So, but I think overall, just setting the tone for what we want to do this year. And really just having a sense of urgency right now, not just waiting and going through a process and figuring out what we're going to do, but establishing who we are right now and then working towards that goal. Really just the mindset of winning and winning right now and winning a certain type of way too. I think just having that dominated mentality is something that I took from the team meeting, and it starts now. It starts with the work that we put in. It starts with gelling and being cohesive and understanding what they're going to be asking from us, especially on defense, just understanding the mentality, understanding the mindset and identity that we're going to establish, and really just chasing that throughout the offseason, throughout the training.
Are you the type of guy who gets fired up in April by a new coach? I know the answer to this, but I'm asking anyway.
I've been through it too many times, man. I'm going to get excited when we win in November and December and we change some things and get to the playoffs. That's when I'll be excited.
I appreciate Jalen's honesty.
For sure. But he's here because he wants to be a part of it right from the get-go, and he wants to check it out, and he wants to buy in. He wants to be ready. Man, I'm thinking about our year with him last year. At 4-2, Jalen was excited. He was excited, man. After that Carolina win at Soldier Field when the offense just kept piling up, remember how he had a couple times where he got taken out of the game late in the game.
He's like, that's never happened to me
before. That's never happened to me before. He's feeling like, look at us, look at this. And then the whole thing fell apart and was uglier than any season has ever been.
Yeah.
So
with him then having to exert himself later on in the season to try and get this team back in the right spot and letting it be known, hey, man, this things have got to change around here. Let me be an agent of change.
Yeah, so him and Cole Kmet, like those two guys especially, have seen it turn bad under a lot of different people. And now they want to see it turn good. And Jalen will believe. He'll buy in if there's enough there, for sure. And it's great that he's here. Totally agree.
One of the other people who was there, and he went into chapter and verse on this, was Tremaine Edmonds. Let me ask you guys a question. How old is Tremaine Edmonds?
27.
It's a good guess.
Tanny?
Because he hadn't signed another contract after being drafted in Buffalo.
He's super young, right? Even though he's been in the league a long time. Is he 20? I'm going to go under. I'm $1. 26?
Yeah, that's correct. Good call.
He
good
is
call.
26 years old.
That's crazy.
God, he can rent a car.
he can rent a car. Isn't this year 7?
6, I think.
So is he off his parents' insurance?
I don't know. It's a good question.
That's a great question.
God, how old was I when I got off my parents'?
Well,
insurance?
Legally 26, right? Oh, yeah. Isn't that where you're supposed to jump off?
That's how old I was. That's exactly
Where you were?
Yeah, that's exactly
you,
where I was.
You didn't lie about birth certificates?
Nope, not that
old
time.
Old Spiegel Amante over there?
But Tremaine's dad played in the NFL, so he's an old football soul. It's part of why I feel so old.
Here's what he thought about the introduction and getting an opportunity to sit in a room with their new head coach.
I think excitement, you know what I mean? We know what we're trying to get to as a program. And I think we're going in the right direction, bringing, you know what I mean, the right people in. And that starts up top with the coaching staff. And then from there, you know what I mean, bringing in the right players. And now that's what this time is for, you know what I mean, building that identity, you know, building that team chemistry to be able to work towards a goal, you know what I mean. But, you know, that's a long ways away. So we got to start now. We got to build that identity, and we got to put the work in.
How would you describe Dennis Allen's initial vision for this defense?
Yeah, I think it was very direct. Understanding where we at as a football team, understanding, you know, how we're going to get there. You know what I mean? Obviously, the message is the message. Like, we want to win now. And I think saying that and being blunt with it is what we needed to hear, because that's our mindset going into, especially the guys that's been here. Like, we want to win, and we got the pieces to win. And I think knowing that the coaches understand that coming in, it's not like we're going to take the backseat. It's like, nah, like, this is what we got. Now let's put the plan to action. So, it's all about the work, you know what I mean? I can tell, you know, just by his energy, his passion, the way he communicated his words, you know what I mean? The tone in which he communicated is all geared towards, now, like, we want this to happen right now, you know what I mean? It don't have to, like, we're not waiting for anything. Like, let's get this thing, let's hit the ground running. And that's what the message is, and you know what I mean? That's what we receive as players. And more than all, like, that's what I receive as a player. And, you know, it brings excitement because, I mean, we all excited, you know what I mean? And not just that, but It's all about belief, you know what I mean? Belief that we can win now, belief that, you know, we could be special right now.
What was Ben's message yesterday, and what did that look like? Was it him in front of the whole team? And how long did he talk? What did he say?
Yeah, it was him in front of the whole team. Like I said, some of those things that I just talked about, you know what I mean, was his message, you know what I mean? Obviously, first day is kind of overwhelming a little bit. You got to go through logistics. You got to go through security stuff, medical stuff. Just it's a whole lot of stuff to try to get in a small period of time. But, you know what I mean, more or less, it was just about mindset, mentality, and talking about what we need to do right now, starting day one as a, you know what I mean, as an organization.
People have talked about his intensity
Right.
Can you feel that?
Yeah, you can feel it. You can feel it, man. Just like I said, the confidence level. You know, like you said, being a first-time head coach, being able to address a room, that's important because you feel that as players. You feel that as, you know what I mean, just everybody in the room and, you know what I mean, stepped up there with confidence. You know, guys was all ears, you know what I mean, gave them the utmost respect. And that's what it's all about, you know what I mean? And you feel that as players. I felt that. And I'm like, okay, this got a real deal. Like, you know what I mean? We got the same type mindset. So that's the thing that you get most excited about. Even walking out that room, it's like, okay, I feel the energy. Now let's put the work in as players now.
All right, let's go. I felt that. That last 30, 40 seconds there, talking about everybody's like feeling, all right, we got a chance here. This is, only get that one chance to make this kind of impression on day one after they get their key cards and all that.
Well, it's funny though, Spies, because a lot of guys actually did talk today about the logistical stuff.
Sure.
But Ben wanted that stuff to play out. By the way, this is season number 8 for Tremaine Edmonds.
At age 26.
He'll be 27 in a few weeks, but... still,
it's crazy. You mentioned his dad being an NFL. Like, this guy's a football lifer, right? Yeah. Like, one of his dad, Pharrell Edmonds is his name.
Pharrell Edmonds, the Dolphins tight end.
Yeah, his dad's dream was to play with Tremaine, you know, like a LeBron thing. So, you know, he almost got it.
And then,
did
you guys see yesterday, Stephen A. went on First Take and went off on Pharrell Edmonds for wanting to do that?
And it was a segment.
Sticking around.
It was a segment about Ovechkin, and he made it
crazy enough. And then somehow LeVar Ball showed up, and then it was totally
with one
fine.
Foot.
Oh,
Speaks thought I was telling the truth. He thought it was.
I sure did. Yeah, no, we workshopped that
every second. Hook, line, and sinker. Real GM.
Yeah, thanks.
I loved his work with NERD.
Thanks for exploiting my trust.
Because I'm happy.
Pharrell Edmonds. Yeah, you like his work there? I know. Ellen really broke him big into another level.
Degenerate?
Oh, man. Yeah, that's who I meant. All right. I'm angry now. I'm going to lash out. Feeling abused. I'm going to stop trusting all of you.
It's a good show today.
I don't know. The show was young.
Ever since the Nico thing, he's been lost to us.
I'm going
to
text Nico on the side.
He's like, I'm going to get a baseball player on my side on this.
Let me find a baseball person.
A baseball player who's totally like swing the bleeping bat.
Yeah, give me Goose Gossage. You know, let's talk to him. He'll agree with me about something.
The GM in Buffalo just didn't have much need for a 50-year-old tight end, I got to tell you. It was really sad.
I don't know how it worked like that. But, you know, it's going to be very interesting to see who the captains are on this team. See who they are, because T.J. Edwards is a year younger, or has played a year less, I should say, than Tremaine Edmonds. And they're not both going to be captains. There's only going to be a few. What did Jason Leisure tell us the other day?
Three to five.
Let's go.
I think one of those captains is going to be Grady Jarrett.
And one of them is going to be Joe Thuney. Don't you think?
Another one's going to be Caleb Williams, and another one's going to be Jalen Johnson.
I don't know if it's going to be
Jalen
Johnson.
And maybe DJ Moore, and you're done.
I don't think either of those last two will be captains.
Ooh, spicy.
I think Jalen and DJ will not be captains.
All right.
And I'm okay with that.
I look forward to you telling him that.
I'm not.
Because the last time that
Ben will.
Last time you had something to say about Jalen and the C on his sweater, it turned into a whole thing.
Did it?
Remember? You got Tony Medlin fired.
Oh, yeah. Which is before the coat drop.
Yeah, now kids don't have coats.
I know. It's my fault.
Because of what you said to Jalen.
It's all my fault.
Tony Medlin still works for the Bears, and they had a whole
Very
bunch
much.
Of coats.
Yeah, they got all
that
the
they
coats
got
in
for
the world.
People who needed coats, because that's a really great thing that they do.
Agreed.
I love that when you walked in. So I got in early today because I had class. So I get.
I had no class, so I was here a little later.
Exactly. So I get here earlier than I usually do because I'm right down the street. So I'm watching the press conferences, and you walked in with all sorts of meats and cheeses, by the way.
I did, the finest meats and cheeses from throughout the land.
And you were like, hey, Darnell.
It's Darnell Wright.
Yeah, and it was Darnell Wright, and he spoke about the new coach and how he laid things out.
What do you think of Ben's speech yesterday to the team?
It was good. It was good. He was, you know, a lot of, you know, stuff he had to hit on, like, I don't know the right word for it. It's just like, you know, don't park, you know, parking spot type deals, like stupid, you know, just, you know, but there's a couple of things he said I won't really mention, but he said some good things that you could tell he's made the right stuff, you know what I mean? So,
can you guys tell when somebody gets up there and is nervous or is unprepared or whatever? And you know, it being kind of the first time he's ever done that, how do you think he did?
I can't really tell. I mean, I don't know. I'm nervous every time I come up here, as you can tell. Maybe you look like me.
All right, so Darnell, not really necessarily feeling the vibe or thinking about the vibe. That's all right. Darnell's a badass. As long as Dan Rauschard deals well with Darnell, I think we're in good place.
But see, he also talked about like Ben going over the logistical stuff.
Yeah.
Like, you can't park here.
Don't park in Joe Tooney's parking space.
Your car end up on blocks.
Hell yeah. I get it. It's day one. God, I really liked day one at school because, like, you didn't do a damn thing.
I tried to make day one that.
Oh, it should be.
Syllabus day.
Yeah, like, oh, yeah. Here's your syllabus. Here's your key card. This is where the cafeteria is. Here's some of the new stuff. Make sure your locker works. Do you have your master lock? You know?
I will say that what I do like about this is that how many times did we have questions about them being thorough enough up there? If he wants to spend a day onboarding people, I am here for it.
All right, so just park wherever you want. Just don't run over the bees. Oh, yeah. Stinger. Dragon Slayer. You can park there. That's all right. That's fine.
They have like 30 preferred parking spaces.
They just get farther and farther away.
Just pick a locker. However you do it is totally cool.
This is my spot right here. And you're like, just park on the other side. You're going to be closer to the building.
Jalen's MFing him.
He's like, mother bleeper doesn't have my spot. What are we doing here?
Let's get him towed up out of here. The most important relationship that is available for Ben Johnson is one that we're going to spend some time focusing on segment.
That's with the fans. That's what you're talking about, right?
No, I am not.
It's with the media.
Nope. But he's been really good at both, I think. Caleb Williams, his quarterback, the guy that he's going to be spending a lot of time with between now and September.
That's true. That's the most important one.
What did the quarterback take away from his first experience of the coach in a team setting?
Yeah, it was great. Being able to see him get up there, he said something that, you know, he said, you know, you never forget your first day as a head coach. And, you know, he said, it's a great day and, you know, let's get this thing rolling. He jumped out there and, you know, said a bunch of do's, said a bunch of don'ts, said, a president of what we're going to be like as a team, finding our identity and all of that. So, you know, we're excited. Obviously, we have to put in the work. Can't be too excited because the work hasn't been done. But, you know, definitely excited for what's to come and, you know, the future.
Do you get a sense for how Ben is going to push you out of your comfort zone as a coach?
Yeah. I mean, today we had our first quiz as a QB room, and it's not like a real quiz where you go up and write stuff. It's just us. We went over a few things yesterday, talked about a few things, and you know, Ben, you know, walked in, you know, this morning, flung open the door, you know, made a grand entrance, and then we got to work of you know, him testing us about what we talked about yesterday and things like that. So already first day in and challenging us, and you know, everybody loves a challenge in this sport. It's one of the, you know, the great things about the sport. Every day is a challenge, and you know, today, you know, we got our first one.
Man, it's gonna be the thing to watch with this team all summer long and into the season. Get comfortable being uncomfortable. I think of Caleb every time that is referenced from Ben Johnson, because last year the choice of the entire regime, all the way from the top on down, was make Caleb comfortable. And that went okay in terms of Caleb's performance, but that's not how a team needs to function. And this organization now, as led by Ben Johnson with his vision, is going to invert that and make him uncomfortable. And that's where the growth is, man. The growth is in the work you are avoiding, is something that I have heard for a long, long time. And I feel like I get it now at this point in my life in a way that I never have. That's where the growth is, Caleb. So get uncomfortable and let's see what you got.
Yeah, and the idea isn't to, you know, now you're going to haze Caleb Williams. Not or something at all. Like that. It's let's put in this work. Let's put it in together. Let's put it in correctly. Let's not. What does Spice tell us? That it felt like Caleb was doing a lot of this stuff on his own.
Yeah.
Last year.
Right. Right. And that's good. Do your stuff on your own, but then come together. And by the way.
No, but I'm saying like that's a completely bad thing that all of us could kind of look and be like, wait.
Oh, you mean on the practice field, yeah, in terms of, yeah.
Like, is he teaching himself how to play NFL football?
No.
Because that seems like a terrible idea.
Get ready to be admonished in front of your teammates if you deserve it. If you do something wrong, get ready to take it and wear that, because Brady did all the way through his whole damn career.
Which is part of the reason that he's great, and it is a very fine line. It's a very fine line. You got to find that.
Take your risk. Go ahead and be great, and then deal with the fallout after that. Therapize the fallout after that. But you want to prove something?
CW18.
You want to prove something to your team? Then you admonish the quarterback. You admonish the chosen one. But if he deserves it, not haze him like you're talking about, but go after the young man if need be.
Test him.
You bet.
Make sure he's on top of it. Make sure that he's staying with you. I like the idea of, mm-hmm. Here's a second day quiz.
Here you go. You didn't know? Okay. Remember, just be ready.
Gave you that book yesterday. Remember how we were going to talk about it? Boom. Here.
Yeah.
Let's get after that.
Hey, man. It was week three when Mercedes Lewis said that people need to be coached up harder? And we all knew he was talking about that young man, yep. Among others.
Yeah.
So bring it. Football, mister.
So far, the reviews have been pretty good.
I agree.
And entertaining.
But there's depth to Caleb and Ben that's going to be there for us to check out. And we got to listen to Caleb and see if he's, how he's going to buy in and what it sounds like as he's learning.
Yeah, that's something that we need to spend a little bit more time on. So that's what we're going to do. We're going to take a timeout, and when we come back, we'll get more in-depth in this relationship, let you know what the quarterback's thinking of what he's gotten from his head coach, and see how this makes you feel. Spiegel and Holmes talking Bears with you on The Score.
Waiting for the best deals? Spring Black Friday savings are here. Shop early access now at Blinds.com and save big on new custom window treatments. At Blinds.com, shopping online for custom window treatments doesn't mean sacrificing on service, selection, or style. As the number one online retailer of custom window treatments, Blinds.com has hundreds of options to fit any decor and budget. Choose from stylish roller or bamboo shades, blackout options, and more. We even have motorized shades for your patio. DIY, or let our experts handle the heavy lifting. Blinds.com has you covered with free virtual consultations. We'll even send a pro to do the measure and install. Try before you buy with free samples delivered to your door. With over 25 million windows covered, every order's backed with Blinds.com's 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com's Spring Black Friday Early Access now for up to 40% off with minimum purchase, plus a free measure. Save up to 40% at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Take me out to the ball game.
What are you doing?
Did you know DirecTV has the most MLB games?
So you're singing?
Yeah, they put your favorite teams front and center right when you turn it on. Buy me some cold cuts and flapjacks.
Those aren't even the words.
I'm allergic to peanuts.
Stream DirecTV, home of the most MLB games. Visit DirecTV.com. Claim based on total games offered on sports networks. Availability varies by zip code and package. New customers. Service renews monthly unless you cancel. Choice package required. Restrictions apply.
Nerds! Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Want to travel like a savvy jet setter? No, that doesn't mean monogramming your passport. It means making smart decisions every step of your trip, which means knowing your options. Smart Travel unpacks the facts, like which booking sites actually save money, how to fly first class using points, and if that fancy travel card is a smart investment, all so you can save more on your next adventure. Follow Smart Travel from NerdWallet today and start traveling like a pro.
Like most car buyers, you want to get the most for your money. That's why more Mazda buyers choose Ramsey Mazda. Get impressive offers on a new Mazda CX-30 or a Mazda CX-5 starting at just $29,276. Over 1,000 new Mazda vehicles to choose from. Visit RamseyMazda.com. Get the most for your money at Ramsey Mazda. Choose wisely. Choose Ramsey Mazda.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. That's why Dollar Shave Club makes the razors, but you make the rules. Whether you're going smooth shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Dollar Shave Club products are now available everywhere. Or visit their site right now for 20% off $20 or more and get your products delivered right to your door. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/shaveup and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more. And remember, whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Today's podcast is sponsored by Midi Health. At any given time, 61% of adult women say they want to lose weight. But for many, that's easier said than done. If you've had trouble losing weight, don't lose hope. Midi Health uses a deep understanding of women's hormones and a combination of weight loss medications to create a customized plan for each user. Midi Health can help you achieve more effective and sustainable weight loss by addressing hormone imbalances. Midi can also prescribe proven weight loss medications that help you experience reduced appetite and increased feelings of fullness. When paired with hormone optimization, you're not just managing your weight, you're also supporting your body's natural processes, which means you can overcome those weight loss plateaus that in the past have been so difficult to move beyond. So if you're ready to combine the power of hormones with the power of weight loss medications, visit joinmidi.com today. Discover how this innovative approach can lead you to lasting success. That's joinmidi.com.